I want us to do a series, Miracles for Us. And today I want to talk about the miracle of right timing. And it might sound kind of weird, but something that really sort of spoke to my heart a little bit this year. Do you realize that there's only 24 days left till Christmas? 24 days. Do you know that that's approximately 576 hours? And if that's not gripping enough, it's 34,760 minutes until Christmas, till we celebrate the birth of Jesus, till Christmas morning, approximately. Many of us have so much to do before then. I mean, there's presents to buy, presents to wrap, cards to send out, people to visit, parties to attend. Well, we already attended the party, so we're good. No, you probably have more parties to attend, and Christmas baking to do, and probably a whole host of other things, all in 34,760 minutes. That's all the time. Sounds like you got lots of time, doesn't it? 34,560 minutes, sorry. We lost 200 minutes already. Does a minute really mean anything? Does it make any difference? Well, if you were to waste a minute, 1 minute per hour from now until December the 25th, you would waste 9.5 hours. Wow, that's a sobering thought. Like, that's hard to believe, right? 1 minute from now, every hour until December 25th, 9.5 hours. So, does a minute really make a difference? Well, ask a soccer player or a football player if they're a minute out of time with the rest of the team when the ball's getting thrown down the field to hit them or kick to them and they're a minute behind the play, if that minute really made a difference. The ball would be there and they're not there. It would make a big difference. Or a hockey player, minute behind the play when the hockey puck's past them. Ask the mom and dad who are shopping in a mall for Christmas presents that it's really crowded and they take their, for 1 minute, they look at something on the shelf and their toddler, take their eyes off the toddler for 1 minute and they turn around and the toddler's nowhere to be seen. Did that minute make a difference? Ask the student who shows up for their final exam 1 minute late and on the door it says, "Do not enter. Exam in progress." That minute would make a difference. Ask those who experience medical emergencies if a minute makes a difference. Ask Antonis, a Greek man who claimed to arrive at the boarding gate for his flight just after it closed. He said, and I quote, "When I arrived, boarding was closed, and I watched the last passengers in the tunnel go in. I screamed to put me in, but they didn't allow it." Just think what would have happened if he had arrived 1 minute earlier. That Ethiopian flight crashed 6 minutes after it took off and all aboard were killed. Does a minute, a moment in time, make a difference? If our timing is off a fraction, it can change everything. Each and every minute is an important part of time. We've all heard the phrase, timing is everything. The writer of Ecclesiastes wrote in Ecclesiastes 3:1, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven." He is saying that there's a right time for everything. I mean, there's a time for everything, but there's a right time for everything. He lists here just a few things that he lists that he says there's a right time for. There's a right time to be born. So if anybody says to you that they're an accident, that they shouldn't have been born, just say, no, the Bible says right here, there's a time to be born, a right time to be born. No one on this earth is born accidentally. And he says there's a time to die. So a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to harvest. There's a right time to plant and there's a right time to harvest. There's a time to cry and a time to laugh. And if you laugh at the wrong time, you could embarrass somebody or yourself. There's a time to grieve and a time to dance. There's a right time to do things. Have you ever stopped to consider how important timing is in everything that exists? I mean, we don't plant tomatoes in November. I mean, the ground's starting to get hard to dig up here. But we don't plant tomatoes outside in November. And we don't harvest them in October. We don't paint the outside of a house in January. It wouldn't work here. And we don't go swimming out in the lake here in February. Why not? Because it's not the right time. It's not the right time for these kind of things. I think we would all agree that December is probably not the right time to start a diet. I mean, you just have to come to the banquet on Friday night. That was in November, but you know, if that's anything what December is going to look like, probably not a good time to start a diet. In December, as we head toward Christmas, we're going to look at miracles for us. And today we want to look at the miracle of right timing. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4 declares, "But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman subject to the law." Did you catch that? At just the right time, God sent his son. At the right time, Mary became pregnant. At the right time, she gave birth to the Christ child. Jesus was born. It all happened at just the right time. It was a miracle of right timing. Given to us, given to all mankind. The Bible says, when the right time came, God sent his son. But the reality is, most people back then missed the miracle of right timing. Most people did not recognize the significance of Christ's birth at that time. People were much too busy to pay attention to a young girl who was pregnant, giving birth in a stable. I've got better things to do than that. I mean, it was just in Bethlehem. What happens in Bethlehem? There was a census happening. At just the right time in history, the Christ child was born. The coming of Christ into the world was not a matter of chance. It wasn't a coincidence. It wasn't an accident. His coming was part of God's divine plan, established before the foundations of the earth were even laid. Warren Wiersbe wrote, "Historians tell us that the Roman world was in great expectation, waiting for a deliverer at the time Jesus was born. The old religions were dying. The old philosophies were empty and powerless to change men's life. Strange, new, mysterious religions were invading the empire. Religious bankruptcy and spiritual hunger were everywhere. God was preparing the world for the arrival of his son. See, from a historical perspective, the Roman Empire had prepared the world for the birth of Jesus. I mean, they didn't realize it, but they did. The Romans had constructed roads and connected city to city, making travel easier. All roads ultimately led to Rome at that time. The world was at peace under Roman rule. Roman law protected the citizens. Roman soldiers guarded peace. And then thanks to the Greeks and the Roman conquest, Latin and Greek were known across the empire, making communication possible for as many. Most people could communicate to one another. It would be just like having English today, which makes everything easy. From a prophetic perspective, we read Isaiah writing 700 years prior to the birth of Jesus. He predicts in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, about a virgin giving birth to a child and telling that she will call him Emmanuel. 700 years before Jesus was even born. And then in Isaiah 9:6 we read, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." 700 years before the birth, Isaiah is proclaiming that it will happen. And the prophet Micah, who's in the same era of time, 700 years before, says that the Christ child will be born in Bethlehem. Now, how do you arrange that? You see, it was 700 years before the birth of Jesus. The right time had not come. It wasn't the miracle of the right time in Isaiah's and Micah's day. But then the Old Testament prophecies concerning the coming of the Messiah were completed. And at just the right time in history, in his story, God sent his son, the Christ child, to be born. It wasn't an accident or coincidence. The birth of Jesus was a miracle of right timing that first Christmas morning. It wasn't some accident. During this Christmas season, many people, like the first Christmas, will be content to go through the motions. They're busy doing their stuff. They will endure the busy activities of the season without experiencing the miracle of Christmas. And some this holiday season really do need to experience the miracle of Christmas. The miracle of the good news is that God comes to us at just the right time with just what we need at that moment. I mean, he does all time. It's not something new. The psalmist wrote, "The eyes all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time." That's Psalm 145, verse 15. He's saying that the human race looks to the Almighty God for their food. I mean, honestly, where do we really look for our food? I mean, some would say the grocery store, but also ultimately, it all comes down to God. He's the one who sends the rain and brings the sunshine and grows the crops. And it's not just the people in our world that look to the God Almighty for their food. For Psalm 104, verse 27 says, they all look to you to give them their food at the proper time. See, the writer's talking about all creatures, talking about all the animals of the earth, the birds of the air, the creatures of the sea, large and small. They all look to God for their food to be supplied. At when? At the proper time. Again, we read in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 14, then I will send rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather your grain and new wine and oil. When is it coming? In the season, at the proper time. There's a miracle of right timing. God knows exactly what we are going through. He knows exactly what we need. At just the right time, He will provide what we need for the moment. Whether it's food, whether it's the air we breathe, whether it's finances, whether it's a word of encouragement, whether it's a word of prayer, whatever it is, God will provide it at exactly the right time. It's not a chance. It's not an accident. It's not a coincidence. It's God's miracle of right timing. His timing is always perfect. Jesus not only came just at the right time, He continues to come to us just at the right time. Just when we need Him most, He's there. Romans 5, 6 states, you see, at the wrong time I came. No. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly at just the right time. When do we need a miracle of right timing? When we have no other option and have no more resources. Then we are in a position to receive the miracle from God, right? When I was down and out, when my marriage was crashing, and my wife was just waiting for me to say one more time, do you want me to leave? And she would have said, yes, please. When my finances were at the bottom, and I wasn't even making it paycheck to paycheck, I was overdrawn when I put my paycheck in the bank. That, when I was there, then I was in a position finally to say, yes, Jesus, come into my life. Here's my life. It's messed up. The miracle of right timing was December the 20th, 1980 for me. That was only the first miracle of right timing. Well, it probably wasn't even the first. There was many before that that I didn't recognize. He has promised to come at just the right time and to provide just what we need for that moment. When we are utterly helpless, Christ still comes to us today. The miracle of right timing is still for us today, for each one of us. It seems that we're always waiting for just the right time to do something. You know, I have to find just the right time to go and buy Kathy a Christmas present because we seem to be attached at the hip and we're always together and it's really hard to get away. I can't say, well, I'm going to take the kids out. Well, I could, I guess. I could take you out for breakfast someday. But, you know, we're always looking for just the right time. And then once I get the gift, I have to find just the right time to wrap it. Like, what are you doing down here? I'm down in my workshop. Well, I just came down to see what you're doing. Yeah, well, I'm working. Trying to get something done just at the right time. And it's not working. But we're always looking for just the right time. And some people are waiting for just the right time to accept Jesus, the Christ child, as their Savior and Lord. Do you know how many times I've heard people say, yeah, I'll get there. I'm going to get there. I'm just waiting for the right time. I'm just waiting for the right time. Those who've accepted Jesus as their Savior and Lord are saying sometimes, I'm just waiting for the right time to share my faith with my friends, with my neighbors, with the coworkers. Just the right time. Just the right time. We wait for the right time to bring our sins that we've committed after we've come to Jesus. We wait for just the right time to bring them to Him instead of bringing them to Him right away. We wait for just the right time to grow deeper in love with Jesus. But you know, the miracle of the right time is now. Is now. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2 declares, for God says, at just the right time I heard you. On the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, the right time is tomorrow. No, indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of the right time. The miracle of right timing was the birth of the Christ child, Jesus, our Savior and Lord. The miracle of right timing is to invite Jesus into our lives is now. The miracle of right timing to bring our sins to Jesus is now. Not 10 minutes from now. Not a day from now. But now. The miracle of right timing to grow deeper in love with God, with the Heavenly Father, is now. It's not tomorrow. Oh, I'll get to study in the Bible tomorrow. It's now. I'll worship tomorrow. Jesus states in Mark, the time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. The time has come. It's come. It's come. It's come. It's not coming. It's now is the time. Now is the right time. Now is the miracle of right timing to share our faith with others, to share the story that Jesus has placed in our lives. Thank you again for bringing so many folks to the Christmas banquet. They know that this place is something special to you. And I know you're going to invite them to come back for Christmas Eve and invite others. For now is the right time. Christmas reminds us that there is a miracle of right timing for a minute of time. In a minute of time, our lives can be changed because the Christmas Christ child became our Savior and Lord. All in a moment of time, a minute of time can change everything for eternity and for right now. The miracle of right timing can change the lives of those we love and those in our community if we will share the gift of the Christ child. A minute in time can change our lives if we will dig deeper into God's word and just worship Him from our hearts in spirit and in truth. Will we recognize right timing for what it truly is, a miracle? Let us not get caught up in the busyness of the Christmas season and miss the minute, the miracle of right timing. So the question I leave each one of us with today is, what will we do with the miracle of right timing this Christmas season? What will we do with it? The time has been given to us. 34,560, maybe only 550 now, minutes. What will we do with that time? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the gift. Thank you for your miracles. The gift of the miracle of right timing. Father, help each one of us not to waste that time. Not that we club people over the head with the Word of God, but that we prayerfully lift people before your throne and prayerfully engage them at just the right time that you've said. That we hear your voice speaking to us. Father, and for each one of us, thank you for that right timing, that miracle, as we dig deeper into your word, as we worship you more. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the miracle of the Christ child. Thank you for your miracle of right timing that's so perfect, that comes at just the right time. Thank you, Jesus. Transform our lives, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.